Hello everyone, here's another show of Ideas Worth Trying with your co-host Elias. It's been a while since my last episode regarding the chimp versus mind. I hope you had a good chance to dive in, experiencing it, test it out. At the end, I gave you a small teaser of what my next topic will be. It's about design versus usability, but I'll make it in July. I think in two weeks, I will launch this section because, well, I dived in a bit for the book. I read the next chapter and it's. Damn, I have to say it's. I'm sorry, Professor Steve Peters, if you're listening to this podcast episode. Last episode, I told you not to read Fourth Order because, well, it's the best content already there at the beginning. No, it gets much, much better. It gets more excited, and also it dives deeper, and gives you a better understanding of how to manage your mind well. So starting with a feedback section, last section we had summary key points. So if you some idea some in your mind or an image or a say a daydream, a bad thought, a fight, whatever comes into your mind. I mean, the examples can be endless, so just giving you some hints. Ask yourself, do I want this? And if the answer is no, then you got hijacked by your chimp. You are always responsible for your chimp. The chimp is 5 times stronger. And manage your chimp, not control. You can't control it, but you can manage it. In that way, I'm into it a couple of weeks. Since the last episode till now, it's been a couple of weeks. And so my feedback is, I mean, It has also to do with your state of mind. Just give you an example. Saturday, I mean it's summer, it's weekend, you go out. Friday I was out. Saturday I didn't sleep like 6 hours and then get to sport. But still, I mean, I felt like I didn't sleep well, and this lack of sleeping makes it harder to manage the chimp. Although I was learning, and so you know, thoughts about the usual, you know, I can't pass it, it's too difficult, it's too much to learn. The whole usual bullshit when you learn and when you want to prepare before your exam. I mean, that comes into mind, and it's on a reflection, it's harder when you have a lack of sleep than it is when you're, I'd say, balanced. That's my feedback on that. Also, when you have a stressful situation in your friendship. I mean, a friend has got a divorce, or there's a tragedy in the family, you got like a stressful situation. In that way, this hangs into your mind. I mean, you can't take it away. This is the chimp will go crazy on these thoughts, because like you know, the chimp is emotional, and the chimp is have this fight, flight or freeze attitude, and the chimp is mean your ancient limbic system brain. If you put logic on it, if you manage it well, you have a clear way of how you address the situation. You know, helping your friend, talking, being there. Sip of my freshly brewed black tea. Yeah. Your chimp is an emotional thinking machine. And it's far, far more stronger than the normal human mind. And thus, yeah, it tries to process information of your surroundings, but in a like irregular way. Here's again some question: if the chimp is taking you, hijacking you, but what if it's going wrong? Or, but what if I can't do it? But what if the sky falls down? I like that. Well, to sum it up, it's all the what if questions. The other kind of sentiments are, but I feel, or but I don't feel, but I feel tired so I won't do it, but I feel lacking in motivation therefore I can't start, but I feel concerned that bad things might happen, but I feel unwell so I had better not start digging the garden, or in my case I feel unwell so better not to start learning anyway. Or start waking up in the morning, which you had to learn. Many who face depression, they struggle with that motivation to get out of the bed. Steve Peters offers a managing tactics, and these are to manage your chimp. Two ways, he told it, the exercise part, the boxing part, or the banana part. In that way, the exercise part is really to let it out, to release this emotional opinion, to really be, to take it out. In that way, you can do it in a controlled environment, being at home, alone, or going out to the forest. Another good way is, the exercise part is also to let it out. For example, if you sport is a very healthy way to feed the chimp. I mean, we can do some really like CrossFit exercises where you are sometimes like challenged, and you can be loud there. Like this is why a work or a sport exists. We can be loud. We can scream. We can lose control. That's why like different sport exists. I mean, in a let's say football. In a football, yeah, you need to be loud. You need to be physical fit. You need to be alive. And also, I mean, martial arts is a good example. You need to be focused, because if you aren't focused in a sparring, you can get hit. And or people go to the gym. Gym is also a good way to active, but being that, but you also build up that positive aggressiveness and really be a little bit loud and that bah. If you do a, I'd say bench press for example, the last rounds, just you know, be press it up. This is why we need these places to really to let out of the chimp, because after that, you feel much balanced, much more relaxed. Yeah, the banana, like, give the banana reward. In that way, For example, if I, it's a good example, if I don't, if I have to write, let's say 10 emails, but I can't just get on the motivation to write one, you can start by saying, hey, when I've written 5 emails, I've deserved for a good coffee. And suddenly, after the second, you get on drive, you get on motivated. And so you don't even need the coffee break because you're passing through the whole 10 emails. Alrighty, that's a first episode. That was the introduction. And no, it goes up not only about, now we learned the chimp and the mind, the human. No, it gets even more exciting. No, he's talking about the computer, which is the state of mind we all wanna go there. In chapter 4, Peters talks about the guiding moon, how to understand the computer in your mind. I'm gonna reading as a quote. The guiding moon is your brain's computer. In the universe, the moons all act as stabilizers to the planets that they are orbiting. The guiding moon therefore stabilizes the divided planet. Divided planet is talking about human versus chimp mind. This means that if we can get the computer in your mind to work well, it will give your mind stability and make managing your chimp much easier. What is a computer? Our computer has two functions. It can think and act automatically for you using programmed thoughts and behaviors. It is a reference source for information, beliefs, and values. Have you ever met person who are like really fast thinkers, fast acting? You're like, man, and with lots of ammo, lots of power, lots of energy. Even they're, I mean, not like 20, they could be like 40, 50 years, they still have this agility. That's people who have a very good computer system. They have a very good computer thought because they don't think, they act, they do. And it's a very good developed computer system. Potentially, the computer is more powerful than the chimp and the human because it is the reference source that both of them look to for help and guidance. Peters refers that the computer is 20 times that of the human and 5 times that of the chimp. It can execute commands at an amazing speed with complete accuracy and before the chimp or human has a chance to finish thinking. That's the way. Let's hold on here. Sip of black tea. It's gonna start reading a small chapter about autopilots because the computer is built about with has parts of an autopilot, a gremlin. I'm not kidding here. A gremlin, goblin, and stone of life. We will go through that each chapters or figures because in this book they have nice images. So let's start with autopilot. Autopilots are all the positive constructive beliefs, behaviors, and automatic functioning that help us to be successful and happy in life. They can be placed into the computer at any age. So autopilots could include, for example, riding a bike, staying calm when something goes wrong, focusing on solutions rather than problems, trying a shoelace, being organized and disciplined as a routine, having a positive self-image. Mm-hmm. That's also good. I mean, each of us can think about, I mean, making bad habits good habits, with a habit of cleaning the house, apartment regularly, working out at the gym. And with that, developing a good, healthy self-worth. And important to know that it's not about what exactly you're doing. It's about the what that thing stands for. Let me give you an example. I'm doing CrossFit. CrossFit is a functional sport, which gives me healthy. But it's not CrossFit which determined my self-worth. It's about treating my body and my mind in a healthy way. In an example, when I stopped doing CrossFit, I have still the same self-worth. The same goes with cleaning. Cleaning in a specific way, like your apartment. It's about the routine that you are a healthy person. You like discipline, you like cleanness in your surroundings. That's what you stand for. That's what the self-worth gives you. It's not the apartment in particular. It's about the you like and clean apartment. Regardless if you have this or you have to move out to an hotel or in a like a room sharing way, it's not the apartment which gives you self-worth, but it's the cleanness which gives you self-worth. So it's basically to peel off one layer, what stands for. And I'm from nature, I don't believe immediately one source, this what Steve Peters mentioned as the computer. I also took from another source. It's from Gastamero's, the book from Mike Tyson, and about Gastamero, his coach, and he also talked about this intuitive. He didn't phrase it in the way Peters did. He phrased it differently. But they're talking about the same thing, which is, it's a bit of a longer chapter. He goes first about Gus's fear rep. It's about the lecturing new boxers, or to make fear your friend. Fear is not your enemy. You have to manage fear. And fear, we're gonna listen to it later. It's more something to do with the gremlin and goblin parts. Fear is something which has to be controlled. And he compares fear like fire. And then he goes to the imagination. Before a fight, I'm going to tell them what they are going to experience. In that way, sometimes in that we, through imagination, we make a person bigger, stronger, more fearful than he actually is. This is the imagination at work, exaggerating the opponent or a situation. If you all went already through that steps, it loses its power over you a bit. If we roll it up with our new knowledge from Peters, imagination, uncontrolled imagination, can be referred in the chimp going like wild. The chimp without management, just going wild. By repetition, it's going to a habit. Mental habits are mental habits and physical workouts. First instinct, fear. That's a small chapter about Gastamero fear experience, where he experienced fear at himself, but learned a technique to manage it. first instinct, he just went there because in his like neighborhood back then, there was a very dangerous man who was attacking people with a knife. Some way, he was very late, and he went home. And on the way, he was feared. Get the hell out of there. Then he checked himself. Active thinking, he confronted his fear and marched straight ahead to the potential person who was trying to kill him, was trying to attack him. But then, it was only a tree. Nothing as bad as the imagination. He was thinking of this is the person who is attacking all the people, but no, it was just a tree. Confronting an obstacle, he would say to himself, it's just confronting an obstacle. He would just always say as a mantra, when the imagination goes wild, that's just a tree in my path. And the most important thing is this acting unconsciously, intuitive thinking, not distorted by any emotional thinking. Yeah, you became like a robot. The body knows what the mind. Developing an impersonal state without interference from any emotions. If I become impersonal, I control. In that way, would have to say managing is better than controlling it. Émile Cohet is a French pharmacist in the 19th century, and he had cured a lot of people through the power of affirmations. And he read a book about him, and then implementing this technique to his own cause, to his own youth in the gym, box gym he was running. So Émile Cohet, steady diet of affirmation. I have an unlimited power, my unconscious being called imagination. A patient to be cured, a person's imagination has to be tapped and directed. I possess in me an unlimited power, my unconscious being. It acts on matter if we but know how to domesticate it. The imagination may be compared to a horse, improperly harnessed to my carriage, and without bridle and reins, that horse maybe performs all sorts of foolish tricks and causes my death. But harness him probably, drive him with a firm hand, and we will go where I wanted him to do. It is the same with my unconscious self. I must direct it for my own good. Talking about people that the improperly harness can cause to death, and yes. People are really, if they like depression is like all the mental diseases is their heart, and they're bringing people to commit suicide because they can't just, it's much be a high suffering. And yeah, people like mental disease because the imagination or that way it's so strong, so uncomfortable. I'll make another episode regards to really going deeply to what the goblin is, the gremlin, and the stone of life, which is also talking more about these belief sentences. In German, we are saying to that Glaubenssätze, and which through our education and through our growing up, we have all some belief system which are outdated, which doesn't work well, and these has to be addressed. And how I want to teach you that, and we are also a little bit like over the time management is also a good way, and we to talk about the gremlin, goblin, and stone of life, because that's a very important chapter to really to know how to get on working the computer. So we are all aware and we are more on the autopilot system. Because that's very important, because we are, if we are more and more autopilot in a good way, we are faster, we are better, and we have more time to do the things we really want to do. Alrighty, with that, yes, have a good week, good time, and interested to share, to hear your feedback. With that, see you next time. Bye-bye.